many people are quite upset. We'll tell you what it is. It's 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Senate Republicans plan to use their majority power to confirm President Trump's nominee to lead the EPA, despite calls from Democrats for a delay. A vote on Scott Pruitt's nomination is set for today. A state judge in Oklahoma has ordered Pruitt to release thousands of emails that he exchanged with oil and gas executives by next week. So far, though, Pruitt has refused to do so. President Trump will unveil a new immigration travel ban next week.
So the government said that it's going to issue a new superseding executive order to, quote, protect the nation's security. This was happening as President Trump was revealing his plans to roll out a new travel ban during his press conference. He defended the old one, though, pinning the blame on the Ninth Circuit Court's decision to keep the travel ban on hold. But he also said the new executive order would be tailored based on that Ninth Circuit Court decision.
Correspondent Pamela Brown. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has had his first meeting with his Russian counterpart at the G20 summit in Germany. Moscow has had little to say about the meeting and is also keeping quiet about U.S. claims about military moves the country's been making.
Russia isn't giving any credibility to the accusations coming out of the U.S. that it's been, you know, saber-rattling. It's not just the ship. There was an accusation from a senior military official that they've deployed a cruise missile in violation of a 1987 treaty. The Kremlin saying that they are in full compliance with that treaty and that they haven't been formally accused of this.
Correspondent Claire Sebastian, a Virginia man caught trying to help ISIS in an FBI sting last year, is asking for a prison term of no more than 5 to 6 years. The request from lawyers for 26-year-old Harish Kumar of Burke would be significantly less than the 20-year maximum recommended under federal sentencing guidelines. Prosecutors have only urged a judge today to impose an unspecified term. Yesterday, immigrants walked off the job to show what a day without them would be like. Now, March 8th, women are being urged to do the same.
The women's strike is still in the planning stages, so it's not clear how many people will participate. But Andy Challenger with the outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says if it's as big as the women's march,
it could come out of nowhere in some ways and really be a big impactor on workforces.
But it may be difficult for the women's strike to get as many participants as the women's marches.
For people to give up their wages for the day or to potentially even risk being fired would, you know, be much larger of a sacrifice.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new poll in Virginia suggests that most voters don't know yet who they're supporting for governor. The primary is coming up in June, and this new Quinnipiac University poll finds that among Democrats, Tom Perriello and Ralph Northam are tied, while Ed Gillespie has a sizable lead over his three rivals for the Republican nomination. But the poll also finds that at this early stage, either of the two Democrats would beat any of the four Republicans in a head-to-head contest. D.C. officials say they're going to have to retest 400 people for the Zika virus because the lab botched the initial tests the first time around. Those people had tested negative for the virus. But since then, two pregnant women have been retested and got positive results. Although officials say that doesn't necessarily mean the women were infected with Zika. Maryland Republican lawmakers are proposing some options to modernize the state's pension system. The legislation would give employees the ability to move all retirement benefits to a new job after 3 years. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,620, the NASDAQ at 58.15. Sports, the Wizards pad their Southeast Division lead with a win over the Pacers in Indiana. Hockey, the Caps remain idle till tomorrow night. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
If the president of the Washington Redskins, other than Bruce Allen.
We're so proud to announce you're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins starting this season.
Every Redskins game.
And we're actually coming home.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's President's Day. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 dealing with a crash. Update brought to you by Mattress Firm. 66 eastbound, no change at the scene of this crash. As you come up to the Capitol Beltway, still only one left lane gets by, and a lot of fire and rescue at the scene still with multiple cars that were involved in the crash. You can use, again, that far left lane and the very far right lane when you get up to the Beltway to make that Beltway exit ramp. You can do that. Delays after 123 before you get to Nutley Street, but just crawling as you're narrowed down to that one lane. Otherwise, we're okay once you get up onto the Beltway. If you're continuing up toward the toll road or the Legion Bridge or heading around through Annandale and Springfield, Maryland Beltway without any troubles reported. Getting up to the Beltway out of Brandywine, 5301 and into Clinton, good. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50, your travel lanes are open as you head up to the Beltway and inside the Beltway through Chevrolet. Nice, easy, quiet ride heading into town. Mattress Firm is collecting donations to help local foster kids pay for extracurricular activities. Bring your donation to a participating Mattress Firm or donate online at mattressfirmfosterkids.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather back, mainly clear sky first part of Friday and gorgeous sunshine this afternoon. Shooting up near 50, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 20 in Chantilly, 25 in Kensington, 31 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Washington State's highest court rules against a florist in a same-sex marriage case. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning here. We got a lot to talk about. 7:05, Joe Concha from The Hill will be here to do his analysis of the president's press conference yesterday and how it's so dramatically being received inside Washington and outside Washington. And we'll take your calls in the 7 o'clock hour on that. At 8:05, Guy Benson from townhall.com. And then, what was Immigrants Day? A day without immigrants. How did it impact you? We'll talk to Kathy Hollinger with the Restaurants Association about that and some other stuff. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Brian. Hey, Brian, have you ever wanted to walk into a church and cry, sanctuary?
I think about sinking sanctuary from radio, morning radio from now and then. But I've never actually wanted to do that.
That's just in your bed. You're just going to pull the covers up over your head sanctuary.
I need sanctuary from my alarm clock.
Exactly. Well, you know, that's always been a thing. Like, we all grow up with that idea of sanctuary. Well, a woman has done it in Denver to avoid deportation. And is this something should we allow? Now, legally, you can't do that. Legally, there's nothing that protects you when you go into a church and say, I'm taking sanctuary here, that allows you to do that. And I wonder, but because she is here illegally, she has been convicted of a crime. She's been fighting deportation for 8 years. So this is not because of Donald Trump. But should you be allowed to go into a church as a criminal and cry sanctuary? And the police don't go in because of the optics, not because it's not legal, but because of the optics. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. And I'm curious, would people be rallying around her if she was convicted of if she were a citizen and just convicted of a crime? She was convicted of possessing forged documents. That is a big, if you did it, Brian, or if I did it, we would be sitting in jail right now. So is it different because she's here illegally? So she gets to, you know, create this media extravaganza and garner all this sympathy. But there are other people who are citizens sitting in jail for doing the exact same thing, and nobody seems to give a rat's butt about them. them?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. Should churches be allowed to be a sanctuary, for illegal? Yeah. Listen, here's my take on it. No, obviously, I think not. This is a situation where you're right. They have done this in a way that the optics will look very bad. If you raid a church and pull a woman out and take her and deport her, even though she's violated the law, she's been convicted of the crime, but they're making this emotional case.
Right.
She's taking up sanctuary in a church, and you don't want to separate her from her kids. No, your kids can go with her. There's no reason why our kids have to stay here.
Thank you. Why? Look, thank you. Drives me crazy.
I'm a little tired of the argument that people who come here in this country illegally, who have violated the law just by that very act.
Yep.
And then they violate some other law, and they are convicted by that. I don't have much sympathy for those who say, well, we should not be deported. Well, why not? I mean, you came here illegally and you broke our laws. So it's like two strikes against you. And now to take up sanctuary in a church and dare them to come in and get her is sort of like it's the last straw. I mean, what's next? And apparently this is a Unitarian church, the first Unitarian Society of Denver. In the 1400 block of Lafayette Street in Denver's capital neighborhood. She's trying to stay here. And I think ultimately, despite the optics, I think they got to go in and get her.
They have to. And she has four children. She came here illegally 14 years ago as an adult, has had four children here. And as you said, but we can't separate her from her children. Well, her children can go with her. Nothing says her kids have to stay here. They can come back when they hit 18 if that's what they choose to do. And I just want you to hear her. Her name is Jeanette Vizguerra, and she actually is talking to the media about this, and the media is giving her play, which drives me crazy.
So the media can go talk to her, but the ICE agents, they don't want it to come in. Yeah, I understand.
No, okay. No, they can't do that. Here she is. This is this woman, Jeanette Vizguerra.
And this is not just an attack on me. It's an attack on the whole entire immigrant community. And we have to look and meet together to see what we're going to do, how we can take action to protect ourselves.
Well, listen, for someone who came here 14 years ago, she's very fluent in the language, and I have to give her that. But she's trying to conflate herself with someone who has, first of all, came here legally, and secondly, hasn't committed any other crimes.
Yeah.
She's not the same.
It's not about the immigrant community.
No.
The immigrant community also consists of people who came here legally.
Right.
Who have not violated our laws. Right. And this is what's happening with the Day Without Immigrants. No. Yeah. This is really about a day without illegal immigrants is what that's all about. This is not about immigrants. It's about people who came here illegally and then have violated our law. And now the scoundrels want to take up a sanctuary in a church and dare the state to come in and get them. What do you think about it? John in Rockville, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter today.
Hey guys, how you doing?
I'm fine. What do you think?
I think sanctuary in a church is perfectly fine. I don't know if it's a legal precedent or it's a custom. But, you know, again, you have to stay in the church. You can't be on the church grounds. You can't go to the priest's house. You know, you can't, you know, you have to stay in the church. So if she wants to stay in the church, then I think they should just leave her there and wait till she finally comes out.
So you think just wait her out?
Yeah.
And you think that she's going to have to leave that property, right?
Right. I mean, I don't even know if there's a bathroom in the church.
Well, I assume that the church has a bathroom.
Don't make that assumption, because it depends on how old the church is.
Yeah.
There are many Catholic churches that have no bathrooms in them.
Yeah, well, maybe so. I don't know. All right, thank you for the call, John. Greatly appreciate it. Well, I mean, you know, we have this this Julian Assange. He's been holed up in an embassy forever.
Right.
And you know that if he steps off that property, he's going to be taken into custody. So, you know, I guess it's possible to do this if you have the support of enough people. But I'm not sure it's the right thing to do. Let's see. How about Bob in Hyattsville? You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Good morning, folks. Good to hear you.
Thank you.
I would like to say that although there are ancient laws and customs regarding the concept of sanctuary in church, they shouldn't apply to a Unitarian church, because Unitarianism doesn't really count as church.
Well, I'm not gonna listen.
You can't just make those rules.
You may actually, you may have a point. I don't know enough about Unitarianism
you
to
know
make
nothing.
I think that's not a debate we want to get into here today. Brian in Arlington, you're on with the Unitarians. They'll be protesting out. Those Unitarians, it didn't take much to get them out there front with a bunch of posters. So thanks a lot there. Brian in Arlington, you're up next. What do you say there, Brian?
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Mary. Hey, I'd just like to point out the statute that covers false documents under federal law. I believe it's 18 U.S.C. 1028. That requires a minimum number of fake documents for an individual to be in possession of to even be charged with that statute to begin with. And if I'm not mistaken, that number is 7. So, yeah, take a look at the statute if you have a chance. I thought I'd point that out.
And this is what she's been convicted of.
She was convicted of possessing forged documents.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you,
Brian.
Wow.
You know, Brian, you know what that means? That she probably stole someone's identity. So there's some poor schlub out there who's a legal citizen who's wading through this mired mess of someone having stolen their identity. And you and I would be sitting in prison for this.
There is an illegal immigrant who has taken up shelter in a Unitarian church in Denver. Should churches be allowed to be sanctuaries for those who are violating our immigration laws? We'll take more of your calls straight ahead. 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, overall, a nice start to our Friday morning, except 66. So it's a little bit painful here for everyone coming in from the west trying to get up to the Beltway. Still dealing with the crash. Eastbound 66 at the Beltway. The slight change for the better is that we have an additional lane open. So now two lanes to the left get you by the activity. Still a lot going on. I still see an ambulance, fire truck, and several police cars at the scene. So after you pass 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks up ahead, you will hit the brake lights again to this crash up at the Capitol Beltway. Once onto the Beltway, though, good. Heading toward the Legion Bridge or heading down towards Springfield 95, 395. No delays across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge or the Legion Bridge right now. Top side of the Beltway, we get a break here on our Friday morning just between University Boulevard and Colesville Road. That seems to be about the slowest stretch. 270, you're off to a quiet start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of sunshine today, temperature near 50, tonight 35, and then listen to this. Saturday, almost 70 degrees and sunny skies. Sunday, clear to partly cloudy in the upper 60s. And by the way, a lot of 60s next week. Monday, low 60s. Tuesday, mid 50s. Wednesday, Thursday, in the low to upper 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 32 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
It is 6:17. I am Mary Walter, getting to sit in next to the one and only Brian Wilson this morning. Should churches be allowed to harbor criminals as a sanctuary? It's not legal. It has maybe a tradition. It's just something we've always known about. But should they be allowed to do that? And you're going to start to see that this is usually in a case of illegal immigrants. This is how this happens. And we have one in Denver, a situation where a woman came to the U.S. illegally 14 years ago. And she had a meeting Wednesday with immigration officials, and she was afraid that she would be deported because she probably would have been. Her stay expired last week. She's been fighting this for 8 years. Why does it take 8 years to deport someone who is not only here illegally, but has been convicted of possessing forged documents? Why does it take 8 years? It's crazy. 888-630-9625 is the number. I do not understand. Sarah in Manassas, welcome. You're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, guys. as much as churches are like a traditional staple and stuff like that for our country, they shouldn't be allowed to house illegal immigrants as a sanctuary. It's against the law, especially ones who break our laws in the first place by coming here illegally. And then those that commit other crimes especially shouldn't be allowed to take sanctuary in a church because they've done something to hurt this country. They've done something against this country, and it doesn't make any sense for them to be allowed to stay.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make any sense at all. And remember what the Clinton administration did with Elian Gonzalez. They didn't care about the optics, remember? Do you remember the picture, the infamous picture of him in a, being held by someone in a closet with the big bad ICE agent with the gun pulling him out of that closet? But I bet you we don't do it
well,
in a church.
And I'll tell you why. They don't want that picture. I mean, they are really afraid of that picture. They know that that looks bad when you go into a church and take somebody out. But the, I don't think there's any legal protection just because it's a church.
No, it's not.
I mean, if it was an embassy, it would be a different matter. It really would be. Because, the you know, you could claim diplomatic protection, but if it's just a church, I'm not sure that, you know, that you're that there's any kind of special protection in this particular case. Well, let's see. How about Jim in Rockville? You're on with Brian and Mary. Walter, good morning.
Good morning. I was wondering if she robbed a bank, would then they go in and get her?
Yeah, if it were a bigger crime.
But it's a big crime to the person. If she stole someone's identity, it's a big crime to that person, right? I mean, it's a nightmare for you if that happens.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah, I mean, what's the standard, okay? Well, she's just convicted of forging some documents, so we're not going to go and get her. If it was a murder, if it were a bank robbery, if it were something more serious,
right,
would you then have a better case to go in and get them? I really hope that they say, optics be darned, we're going to go in there and we're going to take her out. You don't have to go in, you know, I don't imagine the Unitarians are going to be armed. So you don't have to go in there with guns blazing, but you got to go in there and you got to take her out.
How about this? What if she were a citizen who owed the IRS money?
Well, it would be a different matter. Hold on a minute. Now we're talking about a serious crime. How about Joe in Gainesville? You're up next with Brian and Mary. Mary Walter, what do you say?
Hey, good morning. Three quick points. No, she shouldn't be allowed to take sanctuary in there. B, I'll see your day without illegal aliens and raise you forever. And finally, Mary made a great point, kind of alluding to the uproar that the left gets in trying to protect the rights of illegal aliens, rights that they usually don't have, without thinking about the rights of U.S. citizens, some of whom are Latino descent, who are being stolen from every day by illegal aliens, clogging up the schools, the courts, hospitals, and using other infrastructure.
All right. Thank you for the call. Greatly appreciate that. Well, it's interesting. More of your calls straight ahead here on WMEL. It is 6:22.
Do you hear from your financial advisor only when they want to sell you something? Or do you have an ongoing relationship with the people working on your portfolio? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. We work with you to make sure your portfolio remains well-positioned for whatever the future has in store. Call the Wise Investor Group today and let us help plan your financial future.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full-mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
It is 625 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66 eastbound, still just at a crawl trying to get up to the Beltway. However, they just cleared the crash over to the safety median off to the shoulder. So lanes have been reopened. So start to see a little bit of movement here as you head to the Beltway. We're back near 123 just after 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. So still quite the haul, 66 commuters. That's our main problem that we've had this morning. Lighter than normal for 95 out of Stafford up through to the Beltway. 395 wide open. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Love this trip here. Southeast Southwest Freeway with lanes open. No problems into the 3rd Street Tunnel. Pretty much no delay. At the top side of the Beltway, Maryland. Take it a little bit slow now just as you pass University Boulevard and around toward Georgia Avenue. In fact, we're almost back near New Hampshire Avenue. But again, a little bit better to catch a break there. And on 270, not too much to talk about between Frederick and the Beltway. Update brought to by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, providing comprehensive care for patients with complex heart and vascular conditions. Appointments at MedStarHeartInstitute.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather back, mainly clear sky first part of Friday, and gorgeous sunshine this afternoon, shooting up near 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 32 degrees. It is 626 on WMAL.
And Brian, should churches be considered sanctuaries where they can harbor illegal aliens to prevent them from being deported, even if they have been convicted of crimes? 888-630-9625 in Alexandria. Mark, welcome. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Brian and Mary. I say let's put the pressure on the church. Have the IRS revoke their tax-exempt nonprofit organization status, and we'll find out in a hurry how strong their convictions are.
On what grounds would you do that?
Well, they've obviously taken a political stance in deciding not to cooperate with valid law enforcement authorities.
And so, that's an interesting idea.
It would be like stripping the money from sanctuary cities.
Yeah, well, you know,
same concept, right?
Churches are not supposed to get political, that's for sure.
There you go. I love it. I think it's a fantastic point, a great idea.
We got time for one more here. How about Eric in Fairfax, line one? You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Good morning. Great to talk to you guys. Big fan.
Thank you.
And a couple points here. So one, you can't go commit a crime and then go hide behind God. God will forgive you for what you do if you're sorry for that. But you can't go commit a crime and then go hide behind God. And I'll give you the example of the money changers. Jesus went in with a whip and tore those guys apart and threw them out of the church. You can't go into a church and use it as a hiding place. Two, if you guys remember Somalia, Black Hawk Down, the whole nine yards with that, little information about immigrants. We took in 30,000 Somalians then. Not over 90% of them are still on welfare.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there, only because of time. But thank you for the call, Eric. Greatly appreciated. It's now 628 on WMAL.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show is celebrating their 50th anniversary Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. Buy directly from hundreds of designers and manufacturers featuring one-of-a-kind fine or fun fashion jewelry and accessories from around the world. There's something for everyone that fits every budget. Looking for an engagement ring, sparkling loose gems, a watch, necklace, or maybe a gift for that someone special? Discover the International Gem and Jewelry Show. You will never buy jewelry anywhere else again.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer. stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
You know, the mainstream media, they were so upset about the attacks that they took in yesterday's press conference with the president that they neglected to report a lot of news that was actually in that news conference. Well, you can count on WMAL to take care of that for you. We'll give you the complete rundown after the news here. It's now 6:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's another step back for President Trump in his search to find a new national security advisor. Vice Admiral Robert Harward has turned down the job, saying the reason is purely personal. Mr. Trump's looking for someone to replace the ousted Michael Flynn. A Senate vote is scheduled today on another cabinet nominee, President Donald Trump's choice to head the Environmental Protection Agency. Democrats have called for a delay, but Republicans control the Senate, and Scott Pruitt is expected to win the day. And NFL players facing criminal charges after a fight in Pittsburgh.
New York Jets cornerback Darrelle Revis has been charged with four first-degree felonies and one misdemeanor after Pittsburgh police say he was involved in a fight with two men last weekend. Revis allegedly knocked the men unconscious after one of them started recording cell phone video of him, but his lawyer, Blaine Jones, claims it was the cornerback who was the victim.
Darrelle Revis did not initiate any of the physical contact in this situation. Darrelle Revis was in fear of his safety.
Jones claims Revis was physically assaulted while at the location by a group of at least five people. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Some 400 people who tested negative for the Zika virus in D.C. recently are going to be retested after officials admitted that the lab botched the tests the first time. The faulty tests were conducted between July and December at the district's public health lab. The D.C. Zoning Commission has given final permission to D.C. United to start building its new soccer stadium at Buzzard Point in Southwest. The decision ends more than a dozen years of efforts to find a new home for the team. A strong storm is expected to bring drenching rain and the threat of flash flooding and landslides to Southern California.
It's all thanks to a series of storm systems that continue to line up our atmospheric river of moisture that's going to produce significant rain and high elevation snowfall. Not good news for the already threatened Lake Oroville spillway. Evacuations are still in place across this area.
Meteorologist Derek Van Dam checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,620. The NASDAQ at 58.15. Sports, the Wizards head into the All-Star break with a 2.5-game lead after a win over Indiana. NHL, the Caps are back in action tomorrow night after their bye week. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Need garage door repair? Visit garagedoorrepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So, one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
This month only at Fitzgerald Subaru in Rockville. Get as low as 0% APR financing on the new 2016 Impreza or all new 2017 Outback, Legacy, and Forester. Hurry into Fitzgerald Subaru in Rockville or visit FitzmallSubaru.com today.
The Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
On approved credit through SMF, based on Tier 1 credit approval through Subaru Motor Finance. Not all buyers will qualify. Terms may vary by model. See dealer for details. Ends 2/28/2017.
People with special needs need to get around differently. That's why we created Reach-A-Ride for people like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, get to school or office, or would just like to do some shopping, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that will get you there. Reach-A-Ride. At reacharide.org, easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Need a little extra help? No worries. Reach-A-Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to go with Reach-A-Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call at reacharide.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Estamos en español, también en richaride.org.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Care.com, offering HomePay, a solution for nanny payroll, tax, and HR obligations. From automatic payments to preparing state and federal tax returns. Learn more at care.com/HomePay.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. That's where we've been busy for the past hour. Crews have been working the multi-car crash, but finally everything's out of the travel lanes. You'll still see the activity on the shoulder, and we're still struggling with that volume from Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and again, solid up through to the Beltway, but you do get all your travel lanes back. Now, 95, as you come out of Stafford and up through to the Beltway, great trip this morning. In fact, each direction pretty much delay-free. Once onto the Beltway, though, a brief hang-up approaching Braddock Road. Crash in the express lane's left shoulder now. And you know what? The light volume there in our favor, not much of a backup. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge and into town with travel lanes open. DC 295 southbound. Your delay's beginning as you approach Burroughs Avenue, down past Benning toward East Capitol Street. Yes, it's slow, but a little bit better than normal backups. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good roll now of warmer weather coming in. Wait till you hear the weekend forecast. We're going to get to that in a second. Lots of sunshine, about 50 today. Tonight, clear 35, cold around the suburbs. Tomorrow and Sunday, lots of sunshine and highs in the upper 60s, maybe even tickling 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 25 in Warrenton, 25 in Damascus, 29 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Care.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning coming up at 705. Joe Concha from the Hill. He'll do his media analysis of the president's performance and how it was differently perceived both inside and outside the Beltway. That's at 7:05. Guy Benson from Town Hall will sort of do the same thing with his very jaundiced eye. And then at 8:15, we'll talk to Kathy Hollingers with the local restaurant association. How did a day without immigrants impact the restaurant industry? And there's some other stuff we want to cover with her. It's all coming up at 8:15. I'm Brian Wilson. So happy to be joined in studio today by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Brian. How are you this morning?
Good. Again, I say it, there has never been a presidency that's done so much in such a short period of time. And we haven't even started the big work that starts early next week. Some very big things are going to be announced next week.
That was the president yesterday during his press conference. And, you know, there was so much discussion about his attacks on the media, because the media doesn't like to be attacked. And there was so much discussion about his style and the way he went after the press that they really missed some of the news that came out of this news conference. So, you know, because we here at WML like to do a public service and actually cover the news that others miss, let me bring you up to speed on some of these. The president, as you know, has been struggling to get his immigration order taken care of in the courts. After that judge out in Seattle and the Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco put a halt on his initial immigration order, he made it let be known yesterday that they're coming out next week with another executive order on immigration. Here's the president from yesterday. Cut number 25, Mike McKay.
We're issuing a new executive action next week that will comprehensively protect our country. So we'll be going along the one path and hopefully winning that. At the same time, we will be issuing a new and very comprehensive order to protect our people.
And there it is, he says. And he went on to say that he may actually have some of the best lawyers in America working on this matter, and that he believes that they can meet the concerns of the court and perhaps even do more than the initial order had outlined. So that's very interesting. I'm sure a lot of people will be watching to see. But, well, that was news that we didn't hear a lot about.
No, because... A lot of the things that Trump has actually done is not getting coverage because the media is still doesn't get the narrative. The media is still pushing their own narrative. They still don't get it. They still don't understand why Trump is popular. And they also don't want to report on anything that he is accomplishing because in next year, in 18, they want to be able to portray him as having accomplished nothing, as having done really nothing, so that he doesn't have a list of well-known accomplishments for them to have to run against.
And here's some other things that the President of the United States said are going to happen in very short order, and this is news.
Tax reform is going to happen fairly quickly. We're doing Obamacare. We're in final stages. We should be submitting the initial plan in March.
There you have it. Tax reform fairly quickly. Obamacare changes coming sometime in March. There have been those who suggest that we wouldn't see Obamacare for a year. I mean, that's what I've been hearing in this town right now. The President of the United States yesterday knocking that down, saying that they have a plan and that you will get to see it sometime in the next few days. March, not that far away. So here again, big news that's coming out from this press conference that was largely ignored. Let's see. There was another thing. Oh, yes. Outside of the press conference yesterday, this is really quite significant. And nobody... I covered this at all. I think I saw one Neil Cavuto was covering this yesterday on Fox News. I didn't see it any other place. The President of the United States meeting with senators from coal mining states and actual coal miners. It was a great little event there.
Oh, yes.
Where he put the brakes on regulations through an executive order that had blocked coal mining entities in some ways and rolled back an Obama-era executive order. And I'm telling you, this is a big deal in the coal mining states of places like Ohio, Kentucky, West Virginia.
Yeah.
And there you had, you know, there was Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, in the Oval Office, there with the president as this matter is being signed. This is a big deal. And the coal miners, you know, one of the things that I think really sort of went underreported in this last election cycle is how many of the coal states aligned against Hillary Clinton. And it hurt her.
Oh, absolutely.
In a huge way. Donald Trump understands that. And so now this Obama-era regulation that the coal miners had fought and felt was unfair has been rolled back, and Trump called this a job-killing rule, and now it is no longer in place.
Well, remember when Hillary accidentally spoke the truth and said she was going to shut down them. She was going to put them out of business.
Yeah.
She's going to put the mines out of business, but she was going to retrain them. I'm like, well, that retrains the workers, and come on, really, these guys have done this for generations and generations. This is the only life they know. But she's going to retrain them, I guess, to work in Silicon Valley.
Yeah,
and but what about the towns that have sprung up around these mines? What about the pizzeria owners and the beauty parlor owners and the movie theater and all those businesses, the hardware stores that have sprung up around these mines? That when you put them out of business, it's not just the miners,
yeah,
but it's so many other people that are put out of business as well.
And in places like West Virginia, where there is great deal of poverty to begin with, that's the last thing that you need. So there you have it. News you didn't hear a lot about yesterday
right. In
the news conferences up at the White House. It is now 6:43 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here.
Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Reston or Thursday in Annapolis. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
The following is for a free hearing test. Do you hear but don't understand what you're hearing? Do you misunderstand conversations at work, home, and socially? Do you have ringing in your ears? Are people having to repeat themselves to you? If you said yes to any of these questions, HearingAidDoctors.com is offering a free hearing consultation. Top-ranked by Washingtonian Magazine, they have great reviews, do home visits, and can help things like this sound loud and clear. Make an appointment today, and if needed, you can get a new hearing aid at a special low price, starting at just $9.95. Call 800-811-8700. HearingAidDoctors.com is locally owned with 7 locations and staffed with experienced doctors, and they take insurance. Don't put off hearing issues any longer. Hearing aids aren't what they used to be. 800-811-8700. Even if it's for adjusting your hearing aid, the sooner you call, the clearer you'll hear. Visit HearingAidDoctors.com.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
It is 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, Frederick down to the Beltway, seeing very little traffic, so we're enjoying our Friday light through that stretch each direction. From Maryland 95, now struggling to get you past 216 in the Laurel area due to the crash. Had one reported northbound north of 216 and one southbound near 198. So each direction of I-95 Maryland struggling between 198 and Route 32 due to the accidents. If you're heading beyond that, southbound, no delay past the ICC to get on to either loop of the Beltway. Once onto the Beltway, outer loop, you'll hit the volume New Hampshire Avenue to Georgia Avenue. No troubles out of Annapolis and Bowie. On 50 looks good. Route 4, Route 5 up to the Beltway, quiet. And 66 eastbound, we're still bunched up from Fair Oaks to the Beltway. That crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good push now of warmer weather coming on in. The unseasonably warm air starts pushing in today, just a few ticks above average. Gorgeous blue sky, 50. Tonight, clear 35. Suburbs a little colder. Sunshine, 69 tomorrow. Sunshine, some clouds on Sunday, still in the upper 60s, maybe even 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, right at the freezing mark, 32 degrees, 647.
Having problems with lime scale hard water issues? ScalePreventionUSA.com. Salt-free, chemical-free hard water solution since 1973. ScalePreventionUSA.com. ScalePreventionUSA.com. Federal System Award Management Cage Code Number 7RL22.
Monopoly, 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 Monopoly.
Who knew Monopoly had a theme song?
I had no idea.
Did you ever play the game Monopoly?
Never.
You never have played it.
Never. Ever.
Oh, come on, you have. By the way, you're a New Jersey girl, and the board of Monopoly is based on the streets in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Without the decay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Without the decaying casinos. That's right. But anyway, long and short of it is there's a man, I'm telling you, the Monopoly fans are in a state of turmoil right now because the Hasbro company, which owns the game Monopoly,
yes,
is updating the game. You may remember the amount of outrage that came up in 2013 when Hasbro dropped the iron as a game piece,
the
and they
iron.
Said the iron must go, and the iron went away and is replaced, I don't know, by something else.
A cat.
Is it a cat? Okay.
A cat.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my grave duty and sad duty to inform you that the thimble will be leaving the game. The thimble is gone, and thimble enthusiasts worldwide are expressing their outrage.
Well, because you could put the thimble on your pinky.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you could put the thimble on your pinky, and everybody loved it. I liked the thimble. Nobody knows what a thimble is. That's probably why they're getting rid of it.
They had one of these little contests and a poll, and people voted about which of the pieces should be replaced by something more modern, and apparently the loser was was the thimble, although some people are claiming that the thimble won in the Electoral College. But we're, it's a little confusing. I'm really, the whole polling data, it's a little suspect. But no, the thimble is gone,
yeah.
And people are really, really upset about that. The thimble and the game itself first splashed onto the scene in 1935. And so the thimble, or actually you see these memes up on the internet, thimble, 1935 to 2017. Long rest in peace, thimble.
And people got to vote on what the replacement would be. The possibilities were hashtags. I don't know how they, I guess they just put a hashtag. Emojis.
Yeah.
Rubber ducky. I don't know why. Possibilities. The winners will be announced March 19th. The winner will be announced March 19th. But so it's your fault, America. If you didn't vote, it's your fault that the thimble's gone. So I hope you're happy.
Yeah, listen, I'm telling you, let's not have emojis. I think that's a very, very sort of, you know, current thing, but I'm not sure it will have lasting impact. Hashtags, again, not so sure.
Like a thimble, you mean?
Of course, the classic rubber duck. It's hard to argue against that.
But
who doesn't love the rubber duck? But again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sad to tell you that the thimble will no longer be a part of the game Monopoly. It is now 6:50. Very sad moment on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Listen, if you're about to sell your home or if someone you know is about to sell their home and they've had it previously listed and didn't sell, then here's what you need to do, okay? Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are all pros selling homes all across the D.C. area. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool. They have over 5,300 buyers looking to buy right now. Other agents want to list your home, then have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, so don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell faster and for more money. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
If your IRS tax debt is out of control, if you're over your head in monthly payments, there's a secret the IRS doesn't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in tax debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from individuals who owe back taxes. Participation and special initiatives by the IRS can reduce your payments by thousands of dollars. National Tax Credit Group is now offering free information on how to virtually eliminate and settle your tax debt once and for all. To see how much you could save, call the special service hotline before the program expires. Simply call this number, 800-726-4741. Don't miss your chance to reduce your IRS tax debt by thousands of dollars. Be protected and never contact the IRS without speaking to us first. In just 10 minutes, you could save thousands. 800-726-4741. 800-726-4741. 800-726-4741.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. So call us at 888-455-3669. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial. That's 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
It is 6:54. Let's make it 6:53, actually, on WMAL. That means it's time to check and see how our money's doing on the from the news desk at CNBC. Here's John Lesher. Hello, John.
Hello, Brian. President Trump will be in South Carolina today for the rollout of the first Boeing 787-10 Dreamliner. His visit comes just days after the men and women who work at that plant in North Charleston rejected an attempt to get them to join the Machinists Union. The Tea Party gained a voice in the president's cabinet when Mick Mulvaney became budget director. The futures are falling and trading is expected to be lighter today ahead of the three-day holiday weekend. Campbell Soup, John Deere, and J.M. Smucker's are among companies reporting their results today. And it's expected the conference board's leading economic index rose 0.5% in January, the same as in December. I'm Jed Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Let's go straight to weather and traffic now at 6:55. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, 66. We're trying to improve. We had that long-standing crash eastbound 66 at the Capitol Beltway. The last of the tow trucks. We had multiple cars involved. Tow trucks have now left the scene of the incident, so nothing even left on the shoulder. So you're coming eastbound 66 from Fair Oaks toward the Beltway. You're moving again. We're just trying to recover through that stretch. 395, just a tap on the brakes here through Landmark. And again, as you cross the 14th Street Bridge, DC 295 had been doing okay until we've had this fender bender now on the inbound 11th Street Bridge. So both northbound and southbound 295 were bunched up trying to merge again onto the 11th Street Bridge to get past the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good roll now of warmer weather coming in. Wait till you hear the weekend forecast. We're going to get to that in a second. Lots of sunshine, about 50 today. Tonight, clear 35, colder out in the suburbs. Tomorrow and Sunday, lots of sunshine and highs in the upper 60s. Maybe even tickling 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 32 degrees at 6:56.
Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at noon.
You know, if you think Donald Trump that you saw yesterday in the press conference is, you know, that's sort of an act, apparently it's not. I mean, he's sort of like that all the time, according to Chris Christie. Now, Chris Christie was in town this week for a meeting with the president, and he went back to New Jersey and was asked about that, and he told a fascinating story about having lunch with the president.
This is what it's like to be with Trump.
Go ahead.
Okay? He says, there's the menu, you guys order whatever you want. And then he says, Chris, you and I are going to have the meatloaf.
He tells you what you're eating.
Yeah, and I said, well, so we're going to have the meatloaf? And he said, I'm telling you, the meatloaf is fabulous.
Did you have the meatloaf?
I did.
It's emasculating.
No, it's not.
Another man tells you what you're eating, you eat it? Not acceptable. I don't care who
he is. But it's the president.
It is the president, A.
And the president said, you're eating the meatloaf. Wouldn't you be like, I'm an adult, I'll get what I want, thank you?
I would go along with his recommendation.
You get the meatloaf.
Yeah, I mean, the guy eats there all the time. You would think, and the meatloaf was good.
All right, so apparently the meatloaf at the White House is amazing. And so, who knew? And I stand behind no. Yeah, I ate it. He said it was good. I stand behind no man in my appreciation of a good slice of meatloaf.
Really?
From time to time. I mean, you know, a meatloaf sandwich. Oh man.
Oh, that's good.
Now that's good stuff right there. So here's the thing: the White House is funded with taxpayer dollars. That means that the people who cook the meatloaf are paid with taxpayer dollars. And I think by extension, we can make the argument that the recipe for their meatloaf is taxpayer property. And so, can somebody get Tom Fitton on the line with Judicial Watch right away, please? We need to file a FOIA request. I want this recipe, and I'm gonna ask him nicely at the White House. Sean Spicer, if you're listening right now, I want the recipe. It's not too much to ask. Don't make us go to the courts to do this. The American people deserve to have this recipe for White House meatloaf that apparently both Chris Christie and I mean, there's a man who knows his way around meatloaf, I would imagine. I mean, you know, look at the guy. Does he not look like somebody would appreciate great meatloaf?
No, but can you imagine if you're not a meatloaf fan and Donald Trump says, no, eat the meatloaf. Yeah. It's the best meatloaf. You have to eat the meatloaf.
You got to eat the meatloaf.
You have to eat it, right?
I want this recipe. The American people demand it.
Are you making it and bringing it in?
No, I will. If I can get the recipe, I will make said meatloaf.
Good. Give us the recipe.
And we'll come in and feed everybody here on someday here on Mornings on the Mall. So anyway, I want it. Sean, just help me out here. You have my email address. You know how to reach me. I want the meatloaf recipe. 6:59 on WML. Hey, listen, coming up in the next hour, we're going to go back over the president's press conference with Joe Concha from The Hill, who has some interesting observations about it. And then you're not going to believe what Scarlett Johansson is saying about monogamy. And there's other stuff that will catch your attention out of Hollyweird. It's 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Here's the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.